KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A fire weather watch begins at noon tomorrow. A red flag warning begins at noon today. High temperatures reach up to 86 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. 30 people were rescued from a Marshall County campground after it flooded Saturday morning. The State Fire Marshal's office says the group was camped at the Corn Dodger Station campground along the Corn Dodger Creek near Frankfort. Heavy rains caused the creek to rise rapidly around 7 Saturday morning. One person washed away. Members of Task Force 2 from Manhattan, Junction City, and Topeka were deployed to Marshall County to help with the flash flood. All campers have been found safe. And in Nemaha County, heavy rain over the weekend caused flooding that impacted several areas. The Nemaha County Emergency Manager says that the main flooding was centered around K-187 near Centralia. The Black Vermilion River and several other creeks rose out of their banks.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Soybeans and hogs are lower. Cattle are mixed. Corn is higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. It's Stein Seed Company. They have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower with crude oil up, but towards the session lows. Maize 9.5 lower at 11.66 and a quarter. July's down a dime at 11.81 and a quarter. Corn is up on short covering with May 3.25 higher at 4.44 and a quarter, and July up 3.75 at 4.55. Live cattle are mostly higher, and feeders are up watching the direct markets and waiting for widespread direct trade to get defined. June lives down 37 at 248.82. May feeders are up 40 now at 372.75. And hogs are pressured by technical selling. June is down 70 at 103.02. July is 55 lower at 106.02. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Looking to refresh your home and save big? Now's the perfect time to shop small and dream big at Ellen's of Tipton. Take advantage of their in-stock warehouse sale with up to 75% off sheet vinyl, carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and tile. Plus, enjoy 15% off Graber's cellular shades now through April 30th with free professional installation included. From flooring to custom window treatments made right here in Tipton, Ellen's of Tipton has everything you need to transform your space. Stop by Highway 181 in Tipton or call 373-4315. Ellen's of Tipton, supporting your home, your family, and your community.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Fort Hays Tech North Central is hiring a full-time groundskeeper custodian on the Beloit campus. This is a great opportunity for a dependable, self-starting individual who enjoys working hands-on and takes pride in keeping a campus looking its best. Duties include lawn care, sprinkler system maintenance, general repairs, and cleaning the main areas of the student union. This position is full-time and starts as soon as a qualified candidate is hired. Pay is commensurate with experience. Applications will be accepted until the position is filled. Apply today at fhtechnc.edu/careers or call Pat at 785-738-9023.
Looking at making feeding time faster, easier, and more consistent? Take a look at the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer, available now at Winkle Manufacturing. Built for cattle producers who demand reliability, the VSR 540 Single Crew Vertical Mixer delivers thorough, consistent rations with powerful processing ability and durable design built to handle the daily grind. From large round bales to processed feed, it mixes efficiently with minimal waste and easy cleanout. Stop in and ask about the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer at Winkle Manufacturing. Winkle Manufacturing, helping area producers get the job done right.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start, typical for a Monday. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced. Significant trade volume is likely going to be delayed until midweek or later. Deals last week were few and far between. Live business in the South was marked at $249, $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. However, in Texas, deals were at $246, just a dollar higher. Dress trade in the North ranged from $385 to $389, steady to $4 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Nebraska this past week, feeder steers weighing less than 550 pounds were sharply higher. Steers 550 to 800 pounds were $9 higher to sharply higher. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds were mostly $2 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good overall. Medium and large one feeder steers, 607 to 649 pounds, brought $450 to $500. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 603 to 643 pounds, brought $407 to $460. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice was up $1.07 at $381.97. Select was $3.17 higher at $384.51. The Choice Select spread remains inverted at $2.54. Cash hog prices were weak at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts. With ample supplies of market-ready hogs, processors can control that pace of business. Demand remains crucial to the market. There have been some bright spots recently when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, but there are lingering long-term concerns. Domestic demand could see a boost as summer grilling season is just around the corner, and pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 16 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.23. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were $4 higher at $64. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.11 at $99.81. Bellies, ribs, loins, and picnics were sharply higher and higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State men's basketball head coach Casey Alexander announced the additions of veteran coaches John Cooper and Phil Cunningham to the staff on Friday afternoon. Cooper and Cunningham joined the staff as assistant coaches following the announcement of fellow assistant coaches J.J. Butler, Karan Johnson, and Luke Smith, along with general manager Sean Rutiliano. The coaches have significant experience, including multiple stints as head coaches at Division I level. Cooper won 102 games in 8 seasons at Tennessee State in 2009 to 2012 in Miami, Ohio 2012 to 2017, while Cunningham won 84 games in 7 seasons at Troy between 2013 and 2019 and ULM in 2025-2026. Cunningham was also a head coach at the NAI level for Sue Bennett College from 92 to 95. You may know Cooper's name because he is a KC Mo native and started at Wichita State from 1987 to 1991. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Joel Rexroth was dominant on the hill as the pitcher rang up 10 strikeouts last night in the Beloit Trojans' 11-1 victory over Lincoln Sylvan Lucas on Thursday in Beloit. Joel Rexroth allowed one hit, one run over five innings while walking two. Colton Adolph collected three hits and four at-bats in the win. Colton Adolph doubled in the fourth inning, singled in the second inning, and singled in the fifth inning. Lincoln Sylvan Lucas got on the board in the first inning after Devin Pochick doubled, scoring one run. Brooks Dunston doubled down the left field line, which helped Beloit tie the game at one in the bottom of the second. Beloit took the lead in the bottom of the third. Joel Rexroth grounded out, scoring one run, giving Beloit the leg up 2-1. Brody Shearer stepped on the hill first for Lincoln Sylvan Lucas. The starter allowed eight hits and eight runs, six earned over four and two-thirds innings, striking out four and walked two. Colton Adolph pitched one inning of no-run ball for Beloit. The right-hand pitcher surrendered one hit, striking out two and walking none. Beloit collected 10 hits in the game. Brooks Dunston and George Zimmer each drove in two runs for Beloit. Joel Fuller collected two hits for Beloit and three at-bats. Beloit turned one double play in the game. Beloit didn't commit a single error in the field. George Zimmer had the most chances in the field with 14. Caleb Meyer and Devin Pochick each collected one hit for Sylvan Lincoln Lucas. Devin Pochick went 1-for-2 at the plate and led the team with one run batted in. The second game was postponed after the Beloit Trojans were up 9-0 in the third inning. It will be rescheduled after lightning caused it to be postponed on Thursday night. The Trojan track team traveled to Concordia for the Concordia Invitational Track Meet held on Thursday, April 9th. This meet saw the Trojans run up against some very tough competition from the likes of Concordia, Clifton, Clyde, Chapman, Clay Center, Bueller, Marysville, Minneapolis, Southeast Saline, and Smith Center. However, due to inclemente weather, the meet was canceled following most field events and the 4x800 meter relay. The events that were scored in final that the Trojans medaled in were the following. The gold medal winner was Bentley Pruitt in the shot put 40 feet 5 and 5 1/2 inches. The silver medal winners were Bentley Pruitt in the pole vault 10 feet and Brecken Boudreau in the long jump 17 feet 4 inches. The bronze medal winners were the 4x800 meter relay team of Kiera Araby, Rowan Richards, Mackenzie Goodacre, and Reese Richards in a time of 11:08:22. The next action for the Beloit Trojan varsity track teams will be the Redmond Relays at Smith Center on Tuesday, April 14th. Field events will start at 3 p.m., preliminaries at 4 p.m., and the running event finals will begin 30 minutes following the preliminaries.
No other decision has greater impact on the success or failure of your building project than the contractor you choose. You want a contractor you can trust. At Singer Construction, you work directly with John Singer from start to finish to ensure you are a satisfied customer. Choose your contractor carefully. Trust the team that cares about customer satisfaction. Call John Singer with Singer Construction today, 785-545-4494, for your metal buildings and grain storage systems.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakanda Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakanda Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
Planning to dig? Hold up! That quick project could turn into a costly mistake. Cutting underground lines isn't just dangerous, it's expensive. We're talking repairs, outages, and serious headaches. But there's an easy fix. Call 811 before you dig. It's fast, it's free, and it keeps you and your wallet safe. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Message brought to you by Cunningham Fiber.
Last month's bills have you feeling a little stuck? Farmway Credit Union is here to make life a little easier with Skip a Payment. Eligible members can skip a loan payment and free up some extra cash when it matters most. No long process, no hassle. The application process is fast, simple, and completely online. Visit farmwaycu.com and click Skip a Payment to apply today. Other terms and conditions may apply. Farmway Credit Union. People helping people.
North Central Kansas's Country Station. KD Country 94.